Every individual is striving to fulfil values. That's according to Dr. John DeMartini, founder of the DeMartini Human Research and Education Foundation, and a featured speaker in the movie The Secret.
A value is anything that you have that's valuable. They usually come in the form of answering a question, solving a problem, solving a mystery, filling a need, filling a void, or solving an unknown. So anything that allows you to fill those voids, answer those questions, solve those problems is valuable. And a value is that. And it could occur in seven areas. It occurs spiritually, mentally, vocationally, financially, familially, socially, or physically. Any of those areas as we have a void in, we're trying to fill. We're trying to expand ourselves in each of these areas. In fact, the fulfillment means a mind that's now filling full. The second we feel full, we go on to the next value. As Maslow's hierarchy of needs goes on to the next illusion, the next thing we think is missing. In actuality, nothing is missing, but we perceive it such, so therefore we're driven to go fill it. In the process of doing that, that's valuable. There are no two people have the same exact values, and there's somebody on the planet that has a reverse set of values to you. Jokingly, the very purpose of marriage is to prepare yourself to meet that person, to attract into your life somebody that has lower on their values, which you have higher on yours. Whatever's highest on your value is what you tend to own, you tend to identify yourself with. Whatever's lowest on your values, you tend to disown and not identify yourself. And in every family dynamic, whatever you disown and have low on your value, you keep drawing into your family as either a mate, a child, a colleague, a friend, or somebody to help fill those in, to assist you in seeing the whole and not just being filtering by the values you hold and see only selective attention to things.
So therefore, would you say the fact that I would deem honesty to be a very important thing, is that then a value for me or a principle?
It's actually an illusion, because every human being from our research has both honesty and dishonesty. We only are honest when we perceive that we're going to get more advantages and disadvantages out of being honest. And we're only dishonest when we perceive that we're going to get more advantages and disadvantages of being dishonest. Anytime a human strives for a one-sided state, they will be self-defeated. They'll build themselves up when they think they're honest, and they'll beat themselves up when they think they're dishonest, if they set that as a value. People live in the illusion that they're going to be one-sided. People kind of have a real eye-opening awakening when they realize that there's never one without the other. And the very things that they think are honest are actually their projection of their values onto other people, and other people have totally different viewpoints about the same scenario. So the entire illusion and separation between honesty and dishonesty ultimately melts away. We probe deeper into the mysteries of the questions that we're asking. But we call it honesty, and we go through this assumption that we can be one-sided. That's like saying we're always going to be happy and never sad, always going to be kind, never cruel, always going to be honest, never dishonest. These types of fantasies that people live by because they've never investigated and questioned and looked honestly at their life set themselves up for the bipolar condition, because half the time they're that way, the other half the other way. And they're oscillating, run by those misperceptions at all times. They're elated with themselves and proud. They're not centered. And if they're shamed, they're not centered. You're only centered when you embrace both sides. That's why having an objective or true value system of embracing both sides is wisdom.
Accepting that I may sometimes be dishonest, but generally speaking, I would prefer to be honest. And generally speaking, being honest would be, say, for example, you know, not going to shop and shoplifting. That seems to be something that the majority of the population would also perceive as honest, and that actually shoplifting would be dishonest. Therefore, is that still an illusion I'm living under?
Yes, because we may not be so-called dishonest by the shoplifting process, because not everybody goes and shoplifts. The only reason they do it is because they think the consequences aren't worth it. And therefore, they're not doing it because they're honest. They're doing it because they think the consequences aren't worth it.
Is that entirely true? Because I just think it's
wrong. I assure you that if you were in a situation where you perceive that the advantages of shoplifting outweigh the disadvantages, you shoplift. People do it all the time. And I'm not saying that's good or bad. You can put a moral issue on it, but people will automatically do what they think is going to give them the greatest advantage. Whether you like it or not, people, if they're really honest, they'll find out that they sometimes do services and get not enough for it. Sometimes they do services, they get more than they believe they're worth for it. And sometimes they don't say anything. And that's a form of dishonesty. Fair exchange is a fair exchange, and not everybody lives that way. So what happens is we go through life and we live in the illusion. I have people go through and take an evaluation of somebody that they may be resentful to. In 100% of the cases that they think that they're resenting that person because they did something and they believe they're honest in their evaluation, in 100% of the cases, they find out that it was a lie. Everybody that they admire and they think they look up to, in 100% of the cases, it's a lie. Because the truth is the person that you admire has drawbacks when you look carefully. And the person that you resent has benefits when you look carefully. And they have a pair of opposites. If you don't take the time to look, you'll assume that your perception and your own values is correct, and you'll call that being honest. But in actuality, that is the lie. Everybody has two sides. Wisdom is embracing the two sides and not living in the delusion of a one-sided state. But people still do, and they go around with their pride or their self-righteousness, or they go around with their humility because they think they've been good or bad. Wisdom is embracing both sides of life. A lie is any exaggeration or minimization of what is, and it's impossible to go through life without it. With a set of values, you automatically are exaggerating. Let me give an example. You walk in a store. If your highest value is your children, children's clothes, children's education materials, when you walk in a store, you will notice things selectively that relate to children. If your highest value is business, you'll notice computers and bookstores and things that are for your suits and things to help your business. So you're automatically minimizing things in your environment and exaggerating things in your environment and describing things important or unimportant accordingly. The synthesis is all events in quantum physics have a balance, but you with your value systems are automatically filtering it one way or the other. By definition, you're lying about what's actually there. What we think is honest is the lie in many cases. This is what our research points to.
That's Dr. John DeMartini, founder of the DeMartini Human Research and Education Foundation.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.